Each evening, as we've said, our final talk is an infomercial on the importance of making Lauds and Vespers part of our daily prayer routine whenever possible. Traditionally, in the Divine Office, there are 7 hours, 3 major, 3 minor, and the Office of Night Prayer, which is in its own separate cycle, not connected to the season of the year or the saint of the day. As a Carmelite nun, I chanted all of the hours, of course, because prayer for the world is the primary apostolate of the monastic life. Priests and active religious conflate the 3 minor hours into 1 hour because they need time for their apostolic life. Then there is the laity, whose vocation is to bring Christ to the world, to their government, to their business confreres, and to their children and grandchildren. Just as Yahweh exempted women from formal obligation to make the pilgrimages to the temple because they had to care for the children, yet many went whenever possible, so the Church places no formal obligation on the laity to pray the Liturgy of the Hours, yet many pray the hours whenever they can. This Trinity in the world, the priestly fathers, the sons walking the earth like Christ, and the religious who offer comfort and counsel like the Holy Spirit, are equally but differently engaged in sanctifying the world, interceding for the world, and combating evil in the world. As Marie and Cindy were reminding us last week, we have been consecrated at baptism as members of the Eucharistic mystical body. We are authorized to participate as royal adopted sons and daughters in the prayer of our divine high priest, who leads the Church in prayer, in the Holy Spirit, before the Father for all creation. When we pray the prayer of the Church, the divine office, even if we are sitting on a tractor in a field, we are not alone. We are united with Jesus Christ and thousands of Catholics across the globe, each one adding intensity, fervor, volume, and power to that solemn high priestly prayer. I want to say a few words this evening about 2 of the major hours, Lauds and Vespers. These are regarded as the hinge hours of the liturgy. I attended grade school at Blessed Sacrament here in Wichita right after Vatican II. The parish board was trying to get its bearings, and every year they would try a new series of religious books for grades 1 to 8. Each series devoted 1 year to the Old Testament. My class ended up with the Old Testament 6 times. And a year at Capon High School also, I had Old Testament, and at Rockhurst College, I was taught by a Jewish rabbi. In Carmel, we read the Bible from cover to cover during meals. At Mass, you get snippets of the Pentateuch, but I lived and breathed those books for years and taught them to novices. And I can tell you that the reason that Lauds and Vespers have been so important from the beginning of the Christian liturgy is because they were important to Yahweh and the liturgy he prescribed for Israel. 2 lambs had to be offered each day, 1 at sundown and 1 at sunup. There are many kinds of sacrifices for various occasions and feast days, but the 2 lambs were a constant. I kept asking, why 2? I found 2 reasons. The double portion belonged to the firstborn son. It was assumed that the daughters would marry and be cared for by their husbands. So the inheritance was divided among the sons. 4, 6, 12, whatever the number of sons, 1 more portion was added, and then the oldest son received 2 shares. That's because he becomes the father figure, and when anyone in the family runs into difficulty, they can go to the oldest son for help, because he has a little extra, and he has an obligation to look after them. Israel of old, and we, the new Israel, are a priestly people, and the firstborn of all the families in creation. It's our priestly duty to look after the family with our double sacrifice of prayer and intercession. With Jesus, high priest, we have been appointed to enter the Holy of Holies and offer the incense of our prayers. As Yahweh said to Jeremiah, "Who would dare of himself to approach me? But you shall be my people, and I will be your God." This is a great privilege. Venerable Pius XII explained that Protestants and Orthodox are separated from the head, so they cannot pray as members of the mystical body. It was Our Lady who helped me understand the second reason for two lambs, and the two lambs who helped me understand Mary. She is always asking us to immolate ourselves for her. At Bo Rang, she said point blank, "Sacrifice yourself for me." And at Amsterdam, Akita, and Fatima, she said that she will save the world. Such audacity was hard for me to swallow. How could these apparitions be approved? Wasn't this heresy? Isn't Jesus our divine Savior? How can we offer sacrifice to a human woman? Mary was forcing me to think deeply to find answers. The first lamb of the day is at Vespers. That is Jesus. He died in the ninth hour, somewhere between 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. Roman time. We know from Genesis that the Jewish day starts at sundown. The second lamb is at sunup. Mary says that the church is about to be crucified, but in a way, the church is always being slain, as St. Peter said on Pentecost. The second lamb, therefore, is us, the new Israel, the bride of Christ, and Mary is the head of the bride. Her images all over the world have shed tears, even tears of blood. At Akita, her statue was sweating profusely, as if in agony. At La Salette, she wept during the entire lengthy apparition, complaining of how hard it was to hold back the wrath of God. At Marienfried, she prayed in a solemn priestly manner, surrounded by angels. At Amsterdam, she has the stigmata. In the Old Testament, Israel the nation was the bride of Yahweh, personified by Rachel, the bride of Jacob Israel. In Hebrew, Rachel means fair ewe, a mother lamb. Mary, our fair ewe, is not resting in heaven. She is interceding for us as the mother lamb. She begs us to consecrate ourselves to be one with her heart, to add our prayers and sacrifices to her great priestly offering for the glory of God and the salvation of many. She gathers all our prayers, but the prayer of the church is especially precious. And now Father Bernie will lead us in the church's bedtime prayer, the Office of Night Prayer, Compline.